So right now it is time for our mini set. That's when we have three songs by a performer or a group. And in this case, it's Dave Drelick, who's a wonderful guitarist and singer. And I've heard him play in a variety of styles, including blues. And I've heard him back up other people. And so right now I'd like to give him a big welcome as he makes his way to the stage. Dave Drelick.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think you have to come right up to it. Hi. I'd like to thank Alan for inviting me to do this, and I really have to thank Cindy Primit, because she kind of dragged me out and got me to participate in this open mic, and it's been a lot of fun every time I come here. So I want to introduce this song. I'm going to read something. It's FDR in Trinidad, also known as Roosevelt in Trinidad, is a calypso song written by Fitz McLean and popularized by Attila the Hun, a.k.a. Raymond Cavado, to commemorate U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's 1936 trip to Trinidad. The song was covered by Ry Cooder in his 1971 album Into the Purple Valley and Van Dyke Parks in his 1972 album Discover America, and performed in local skits. As part of Attila and his band's repertoire in New York City during the 1930s and 40s, it brought increased popularity to the genre. Roosevelt had become a calypso fan in 1934, following the band's performances in New York City during 1934. So here it is. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to their island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America. For this great man, jubilation was evinced by the entire population. Friendship for the USA was shown. From his house, the stars and the stripes were flown. For the state to open the gate to the president of these United States. In fact, everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. We are privileged to see a democratic president of the great republic, with his charming and genial personality and his wonderful urbanity. We were struck by his modest style and was intrigued by the famous Roosevelt smile. No wonder everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine with Mr. Cordell Hull in attendance. They took part in a peace conference to fight war and atrocity and make the world safe for democracy, the greatest event of the century in the interest of suffering humanity. This tune probably doesn't need any introduction. Correct me if I'm wrong later on. Thanks. All right. So this is my own quote composition. It's a blues song, and it's being a blues song, it's a song of complaint. So here it goes. Well, I planted a kiss on my sweetheart's cheek. She said, "Give me on that, honey, I'm tired and weak." Next morning when I walked out the door, she said, "We never make sweet love anymore." So it goes, it's true. Well, you're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you do. Well, I bought her some flowers after our last fight. She said a trip like that ain't gonna put you right, boy. Made her a nice little cup of tea. She said, take that thing away from me. So it goes. You know it's true. Well, you're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you do. Well, right or wrong, you can debate it. She won't appreciate it. Do the right thing, feel better for it. Don't be sore, she's gonna ignore it. When I was a boy, my dad said, son, that no good deed ever goes unpunished. Did I forget to mention the price you pay for your good intentions? Now, well, I planted a kiss on my sweetheart's cheek. She said, leave me alone, go back to sleep. Next morning when I walked out the door, she said, you don't love me anymore. There we go. It's true. Well, you're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you do. Yeah, you're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you do. Thanks.
Dave Trelick. That was a great mini set. Let's give him one more hand.